It's time to blunder! Woo! The Blunder Years. Back before all the beer made him age 50 years. What a tragedy. The Blunder Years. Just before that buffoon went and totally ruined his career. Let's cheer. Skull!
Skull, everybody. Welcome to the Blunder Years, all those beers ago. Look at that smile still on Bobby's face because Mike Moore's still not here.
Yay!
I need that drop. I didn't even have to ask him for it. Welcome everybody to the Blunder Years.
Hey, penis.
Hi, penis. Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us behind my paywall, gentlemen. This goes back a little ways to the John early podcast, John on Howard, and we got a good one today for everybody. So we want to get this shindig started, but let me say hi to a few people. These guys are grinding the shows, just keep coming, and they're always superior to most of what I've seen. Thank you very much, sir. That's a divorce lawyer. He knows what he's talking about. Shuli, come on, go to Orlando. Tampa would be good too. Frog just found a place in Orlando that we're going to look into.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice place. And I see a lot of people in the chat want Florida and Boston. Yeah.
They even have a castle there. It's unbelievable.
I know. Yeah, so everybody's excited, whether you're going to the live shows, whether you're happy Mike's not here. Either way, go to bsshowlive.com. Yeah. Get yourself tickets. We're on the road March 29th. We're in Point Pleasant, New Jersey at Uncle Vinny's. Have been there in years. Can't wait to go back. Love,
great room.
Love Point Pleasant. Dino and Jerry, the boys over there. And then we got the 30th, the following night. We're in Levittown, Long Island, a comedy club by the name of Governors. Ever hear of it? Yeah, thank you. So we'll be there the following night. So Jersey, New York, you all get your taste. And then the West Coast. We didn't forget about the West Coast. Long overdue, May 17th and 18th, the Rec Room, Huntington Beach, California. Ladies and gentlemen, The list of people coming out, if I could say, you'd be shocked. And I will. I will be releasing names here and there, but it's an all-star lineup, all-star turnout. Mm-hmm. Get your tickets. Everything's available at bsshowlive.com. All the links are there, so help yourself.
Yes, and Big Daddy Dodo says, Bob wants to come back to San Antonio. I do. Oh, my God. We had so much fun out there.
I played San Antonio as well. Yeah. Where did you play?
It was like a hall with Kid Chris in the show, and there was probably 850 people on a Tuesday or something.
Can Shuli afford the airfare? Buy a ticket and let's find out. That's the beauty of this tour. You don't know who's going to be there, who's going to show up. I will be doxing guests. Absolutely. I will be announcing and doxing guests. Mm. Zenny, how you doing, Angel?
I'm doing great. I even thank you for letting me redo that jingle song in the beginning.
No problem.
I got to sing the song and everything.
Zenny's battling here with a little bit of a cold, so thank you for joining us. You're a trooper, and it was a Texas barbecue restaurant.
Hopefully some people claim fishing fucking Mike out of the Atlantic right now.
Bob hopes something bad happens to the plane, but everybody walks off except Mike. That's what he's wishing.
We found his bloated corpse on the side. It was already bloated. It wasn't. He must have just.
He was in there for 5 minutes.
Yeah. His hair's still dry, but his corpse is bloated. I know we do old school John news, but I just want to play this real quick. I saw this on Dabblers. Shout out to Dabblers Anonymous. This is from Sammy Rusty 624. He found this video, and I thought it'd be fun to share it with all of you. Okay. Check this out.
Are bad in Cape Coral, Florida, and I mean things are bad in Cape Coral, Florida, and I mean really, really bad. Let me move out of the way. Look at this. There is nearly 6,000 homes for sale in Cape Coral.
Wow.
Just so you know, they didn't even sell 300 last month. Yeah, wow. The month of January, they didn't even sell 300. So here there are almost 6,000 homes for sale, and they didn't even sell 300 last month. So how much inventory would you say? How long is this inventory going to last? A year?
I don't have my real estate license. I don't even have a high school diploma. But something tells me that can't be good.
No, because we were looking for houses like in Florida.
Yeah.
And like that side. And Jesus Christ, there was so many houses. Like that's all that was popping up. And we were like, wow, this is cheap. Oh, Cape Coral. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It just kept going.
Year, 2 years? I mean, we're talking about a huge, huge problem. Inventory in this area right now in Florida is absolutely soaring. You can watch it day, not week by week or month by month. You can watch it day by day by day. People are desperately putting houses up for sale all over this area. And you know what's going to happen? They're going to sit and they're going to sit and sit because there just simply aren't enough buyers to go through this inventory.
Not in that area, my friend. You're going to pay $300K, $800K to be next to this shit canal that's surrounding you? Is this the canal or are these the canals?
No, where the blue.
Yeah, I know the blue is water, but there's a bunch of different blue. There's these little blues.
Yeah, lakes, you know. And shit canals.
Shit canals.
Almost six.
I like Looney Tunes says everyone in the Dabbleverse should move to Cape Coral. I love
it
that.
Would be funny.
We just make Dabbler. We make it like a Dabblers Anonymous David Koresh commune over there.
No. 1,000 houses for sale just in Cape Coral. And with only a few hundred buyers expected this month and next month, you're just talking about houses sitting and sitting and sitting. So.
All right. Well, that explains why John's looking at real estate in South America, I guess.
This guy's white. I believe him.
What is this?
Prices are just going to keep going down.
So I wanted to fact check that guy. And so right now, the average home in Cape Coral is on the market for 62 days, when last year it was on the market for 37 days. He was right. They sold 300 homes in January. But this was kind of interesting, too. The percentage of homes that had to drop their price to sell was almost 40%.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. And on that note, let's get ready to blunder, everybody.
Let's see.
Oh, hold on. Wait. We got SG Fanboy gifting five behind the wall. I mean, people say we got the best chat in the business. And look, we're behind the wall and this fucker is gifting. I mean, what does that tell you? That's love. We love you. Thank you, SG. What's up, boys? Show KB how it's done. Hey, we just do it. We don't work to prove anybody wrong. We just prove ourselves right, Daddy, because these is hard times, Jack.
That's Bill Collins. I love his albums a lot better than the other guy.
A lot of people said he should have never left, but whatever.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Beer on the Balcony edition of the Stuttering John podcast. I'm looking forward to this show because I'm having on one of my old buddies. Let me just change my settings here.
It ain't going to change what I'm looking at, but go ahead. Looney Tunes gifting one. When is this from, Frogalicious?
Discount.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Discount.
This is Beer on the Balcony from June 2002.
Wow. Wow.
22.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, sorry, 22.
I was gonna say.
Did I miss it too?
I go, he looks terrible.
Holy cow.
These were the epic shitty microphone days that Mike, you know, rest in peace, used to put the stuff
the
all over his microphone. Yeah.
Cat hair. Yeah. Yeah.
A little piece of Americana for you.
Hey, while we remember Mike, let's all remember what a prick he was with props. I mean, he could really piss you off with some props. And always had them, too.
Look at the stains on it. They're round. Like, you can see there's many.
Yeah.
It's not from one time.
There's, like, patches of stains and then dust. I think we're pretty sure this used to be black at one point.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, no, it started life the same color as his shirt.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry, I had a... Check. I had a little call. A call of nature, if you will. Sorry. Be a little maybe TMI, but thankfully I added a longer song so I can get most of it done while I was...
Most of it?
Yeah, well, you know, the show must go on whether all the shit is out or not, Bob. You gotta hit go live and be surprised.
Shut the doors! It's like the Titanic going to the water's going to shut it. Yeah. boom.
Seal the engine room. Everybody screaming.
This was his his carefree days too. This is before anybody was really watching him under the scope, and he was just...
funny you say that, because he cried back then about people, but little did he know what was to come in the future.
This is before 9/11.
It is 9/11, yeah.
Why doing is that collar so snug? There's a link if you want to donate. When
why
you
is the
say
collar?
Hi, everybody in the room.
He never has a good collar. This one is super tight.
Room. Mark P, first one in here with the badge. M. Bezler with the badge. Kenneth Otto with the badge. Leslie Ramsey with the badge. Frankie Smith with the badge.
By the way, he's like, this is like his 9/11 where he's reading all the names of the people that don't watch his podcast anymore.
It's the in memoriam for the Oscars. Just picture Marco V 193 flashes up.
Let's see. Stage dog, Leslie Ramsey.
He looks very necky in this one. Like, this is like this is now when he realized, he probably realized then, I got to start walking again. You know what I mean?
Right.
It happens. You look at yourself one day and you're like, what the fuck? You know, something's going on. Why are these pants tight? You know?
Yeah.
Why is my dick hanging out at the bottom?
Right.
And I'm sure we'll have more. Okay. Now let me add, Doug just went away. Doug, where are you? Hello. Okay, there's a link if you want to donate. And now.
It's all moving fast.
My partner in crime. Okay. Doug Goodstein. How are you, Dougie?
Hello, Johnny boy. How are you?
I'm so good. Doug, man. You know, I have such fond memories.
Of himself. Get ready for Doug to be forced to interview John and all his accolades.
Of working with you. I mean, just so everybody knows, Doug is one of the sweetest people on the planet. And it was so much
fun. He's like a Swedish fish.
You always got the joke.
I got the joke, and I was always had the guard up to protect us while doing the most crazy crap ever.
My favorite one, and Doug, I told you this before, but are you holding your phone right now?
I am. I'm holding it. Is it steady?
It's steady, but can't you place it like onto something so you don't have to hold it?
I can't. I don't have a
stand. He would have done that if he could have.
I mean, this guy was the executive producer of Howard TV and the E! Show. How's he holding a phone?
Yeah, but like, do you have like a book or a... like something you can just lean against?
Yeah.
Could you build like some wall? Sort of... Yeah, you can you order a tripod on Amazon, maybe?
Good. It's all right. Keep it this way.
Yeah, I'll keep it holding it the whole time. You sure that's okay?
Yeah, it's all right.
I usually just put it behind like a glass of water.
He's like, I know. My arm's getting fucking tired. Can we fucking do this?
Yeah.
I put my phone behind a glass of water.
That's what he said?
Yes.
That's what he does with his water. He puts his, he uses it to keep his phone up.
I usually just put it behind like a glass of water that's full.
I know.
That's full.
The weird thing is, every time I take a drink, people lose me. They can't see me anymore. So I don't know what's going on. I haven't mastered it yet.
But you know, when the host of a show gives me 3 seconds warning.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm holding my phone because I don't want to be on for long. Right. Also, Doug just revealed that John just reached out to him last minute to come on the show.
Yeah. No, let me.
I'll let you out. Go get something to put it on.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me check what said. NYU film school graduate. Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah. I use a glass of water that's full.
I want to do another take, but I need a glass of water to put the camera on. Can we get that set up, please? Can you build some sort of Rube Goldberg device? You people are good at that.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Doug is so my this is my favorite all time.
Doug is what? I want to know about Doug.
We were at an event. I'll ask him, but I believe it's the one that I pissed Don Cornelius off from Soul Train. And I believe it's the same one. You know, Doug will correct me, I think. But, and then, he pissed Don Cornelius off, and he's fucking livid at me.
Yeah, don't tell us how it happened. Just tell us that he's pissed. We'll make it up in our mind.
And then
we
move
on. Buy a ticket for the Soul Train, John.
This hero, this pilot that got shot down behind enemy lines.
Where?
And in my typical wise-ass fashion, I start asking him, you know, ball sack says what, douchebag says what. And he kept saying what, and I'm fucking laughing, and Doug's laughing because Doug's behind the camera, and we're laughing our asses off.
Wow. Oh, classic!
I knew that was coming.
You knew it, right?
It got better when we got to James Lovell. For anybody who doesn't know, James Lovell was the astronaut that Apollo 13 was based on, that Tom Hanks played.
Yeah, it was just one astronaut in there.
That was James Lovell. So there James Lovell is, this, you know, older man, a hero pretty much. Hey, Doug.
That's better.
Hello.
Is that better?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Thanks for jumping on here from hell. I know you're busy right now.
It looks like he's coming in from an X-ray machine.
I said, Don Cornelius, did you ever get a hand job from Harriet Tubman?
That would be a great question.
So we're interviewing the ghost of Doug Goodstein today.
Doug, you're in Chernobyl? What's it like?
All right.
I'm inviting Doug. Don't you worry. Yeah. I'm inviting Doug. Phelan
will come.
Phelan will be there. You don't have to invite him. Doug. I'm gonna hit up all the crew.
Mm-hmm. The city. Hold on. So then, okay. So I start interviewing James Lovell and start asking him, you know, was it hard to go to the bathroom in the spacesuit? And then after every question, I hear Doug giggling.
Aren't you glad you clicked on this link, Doug, to sit here and listen to this story for the 8 millionth time?
Behind the camera, and it's like it's still anybody can watch it on YouTube. But Doug, you were laughing, Doug, behind and every question. You were like,
I know it was myself and another, I don't know, I think a photographer, and it was just so contagious. And usually, I kept my composure, we chuckled, we laughed, but this was just so
Doug,
different.
Tell us more things and then you laughed at about me,
right? Right. Let's move on to the second thing I was great at.
Contagious to you, and it was the rest is history.
Yeah, well, the whole thing, like, it goes on for maybe 2 minutes, and it culminates where I say, hey, did you ever run off a batch in space? And Doug just fucking lets out of like a big laugh. James Lovell is looking at me like pissed serious. And I said, and I start laughing.
I love this from Sheckler. Even his Wikipedia page is under Jim Lovell, not James. Idiot.
Because Doug's laughing. I said, I'm sorry. He's laughing. And James Lovell just goes, I'm not laughing. And walked away. Doug, now I would sometimes feel bad. Oh, did you ever feel bad?
I felt bad. You know the one time, do you want to take a guess the one time I actually felt bad?
Billy Crystal?
No.
Hold on. Give me one more guess here.
You're making me think. And I don't like that.
Tommy Lasorda.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Yes. And the story on that one, that was just, they VIP'd us back. There wasn't a lot of camera crews. We were in the back of like JCPenney's or Bloomingdale's or Macy's. Took us to a back room. Thank you for coming.
By the way, John, this is how you tell a story. Just take notes.
Media, they just saw a camera. They didn't even think to ask who it was. And then we go, it's so crystal clear. They escorted us back. Everyone excused themselves. They left us, you, me, and the camera crew alone with Tommy Lasorda. And you take it from there.
Yeah, and then I...
Now you ruin the story. Go ahead.
We and then you were there. Now, and
Doug, you were wearing jeans that day, right? I mean, or did you have a hat on? I don't remember. Let me get Grillo in here. He remembers that.
Softball questions. Hey, Tommy, you know, did you ever, you know, if you died, you know, what would you want on your tombstone?
You know,
Dodger State was my home, but every ballpark was money, whatever. And then,
what do you want on your tombstone? Dodger State was my home, and every ballpark was money. Is that what you want on your tombstone? Breathe, John. Breathe. Relax. He's so bad at telling a story. Tommy was on, and he was on first, and then we said the bullpen dug out. Remember that, Doug? Was I funny?
He got straight into the dumb shit. I go, Tommy, since you got fat again, are you gonna give the money back to Slim Fast? And he goes, I'm not fat. Next question. And then I just said, Tommy, since you sit on the bench a lot, do your roids bleed? And he goes, what are you, a wise guy?
How about karma? Who's bleeding roids now, huh? Oh,
man. And drinking Slim Fast.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You've become Tommy Lasorda. Yeah. And sitting there going, I'm not laughing. That's not funny.
Tommy the Hoarder.
Tommy La Horda.
Out of here. And then they escort us out, and the publicists are like so
mortified. And they're like, who are these guys? Who let them in? The same idiots that are escorting us out.
But the funny thing is, I got Tommy three different occasions. This was the third one.
Wow.
So it was like,
man.
That's when you just end the story and go, it looks like it's going to rain. you can't continue with that.
It's like it's going to rain.
I got to hear that. I need that as a drop.
But the funny thing is, I got Tommy three different occasions. This was the third one.
Wow.
So it was like, you know, I got him once when he was at that Slim Fest event.
And then what, two more times? Is that how it works?
And there I asked him, how much does he want to bet that Pete Rose is gambling again? That pissed him off. Then I got him when he was on a dais eating a turkey.
So this is when he was working for the Stern Show, right? When he was doing his thing.
Yeah.
He was interviewing people. So he can't say, then. And remember Fred and Jackie wrote?
Oh, no.
Blah, 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 blah. And remember when Fred wrote he told me to tell the, no, it's when he.
Or even just say, like, he got so pissed off at it and you go, yeah, man, those questions those guys wrote was brutal. You know?
Yeah. No credit to where credit's due.
It's nothing.
And then I said to them, and then off the top of my head, I said.
Right.
Leg. And I asked him, is he pissed at those stupid freaking Canadians? Keep on winning the World Series. Then he starts spitting on me with the turkey. You know, Fuck you, the corn stew.
There's a turkey next to Tommy Lasorda.
Tommy Lasorda was eating the turkey. And he, I guess he started. But look, again, the curse of Lasorda. Mojo was right. He's now spitting everywhere. Food's flying out of his mouth. He's angry. He's the shape of Tommy Lasorda. My God. People want to ask. Mike wanted to ask him questions. He says, I'm going to kill Mike if he comes and asks me a question. You've become the people you went after. Yeah.
Can you guys make a picture of Tommy Lasorda spitting with a turkey next to him spitting?
like a live turkey?
Yeah, that's what I sounded like. You know, put it back. Are you saying that
Tommy Lasorda? No, but I like that we have a Photoshop of what Bob pictures in his mind.
Oh, yeah.
That Sean's talking about, right?
It's really cool.
So make that happen. Tommy Lasorda spitting with a turkey. Thank you.
Next. What do you think happened? An old gypsy touched him on the face and went, Lasorda. And then that's what happened. Or Tommy Lasorda bit him one night.
He flew into his room and bit him. Now you're unfuckable. I thought it was undead. Sorry. That's my curse.
Stupid. Get the hell away from me. And this time I had the disguise on. Remember I had the glasses and the suit?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, with my hair slicked back.
And I took a shower. They had no idea it was me.
Who's coming on? Here. Hold on.
Who is it, Grillo?
Yeah, Grillo's here.
Oh. What up?
What's up?
Grillo looks like he's fucking Vanilla Ice's road manager. What up? What up? We're in Tulsa. We got a fucking show tonight.
Dude.
Why am I not getting on my headphones?
Here we go.
What's going on, guys?
Can you not hear us?
I can, but it should be on my headphones.
My headphones.
Something just fell right behind him. Yeah. What were you saying, Zen?
No. I just did a Grillo impression when you guys were talking. My headphones.
Yeah. My headphones. I don't hear you, but I hear me.
Can you not hear us?
That thing.
But it
one,
should
two,
be
three.
On my headphones. Asshole.
The headphones.
Asshole. It's called himself.
I can, but it should be on my headphones. Asshole.
Screw the headphones. I don't got headphones on.
I know, but it's just so much easier for me.
Why don't you sit down?
You know what I usually do? I put a chair and then I sit down.
I put my headphones behind a cup of water that's full. I guess I tell them to sit down like it's Dateline. Have a seat. You finish that cookie.
My cat just knocked over my goddamn garbage pail.
Every time he's on, it's always drama.
Yes.
It's crazy.
You can never get it
you
together.
You think it's like the...
John saying he could never get it together. I love it.
First time he's ever done this.
It is.
It's always, he's been on this show so many times, but he's always like fucking.
Always verklempt. Always like, they're always.
Very verklempt.
Oh, that's the other thing, Doug. That was one of my favorite things. So I had my own, I had a radio show on K-Rock. And Doug used to call in as what it. And Jewish
Grillo
old lady
looks
or...
like my born wrong spokesperson.
He really does. He's the greeter at the door when people walk in.
He's like the talent coordinator for the Juggalo gathering.
Yeah. All right. Obviously, you're all here to get on the main stage. I get it. Whoop, whoop.
The Vago tent is over here.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Old man, who knows? Yeah. Ambiguous.
Yeah, I would go. Hello, and then again, Doug.
Can you play some Van Halen, please? The 1994, the album. I don't know. Jump. Man. I don't know what you want, John.
I'm bummed. I missed this bit live when it happened on the phone. Oh. It must have been phenomenal.
Play it.
You used to put me on all the time. It was so funny.
And you would make me laugh so much, Doug, because you do that accent so well, and you would always do it when we were doing the interview. Yes, hello, John.
Oh, yeah. I would always whisper,
ask him if he has hemorrhoids.
And I would always, I still to this day, Doug, I don't know if you noticed, every time I call you.
Same voice, always starts it out.
Yes, hello, Dougie, how are you?
Hi, Johnny. How are you? How's the family? How's the kindle?
It's a mitzvah. Everybody's good.
Everyone's kosher.
You ain't getting that from me.
That's not a real one.
Girl, I haven't seen you. I talked to you in, I don't know, a while. Man.
I know.
At least a
year. What's up? You're looking very healthy. Everybody good?
Everyone's good.
Grillo small talk is my favorite. You look, Vandette. What are you working out? Rollerblading? What's going on?
Hanging in. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, Doug's married, got two kids. When are you getting married, Grillo?
I did. It didn't work out.
Don't you?
Way to go. Way to be a pal. I remember that. Ladies and gentlemen, want to talk to you about our good friends over at Mint Mobile. That's right. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, people, it's that there's always a catch. Except when it comes to Mint Mobile, who offer you $15 a month wireless plans when you purchase a three-month plan. And again, if you're thinking, what's the catch? There is none. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. So they cut the cost out of retail stores and pass the sweet savings directly to you. And don't worry, just because you're getting a better deal doesn't mean the quality isn't there. It is. The only difference you're going to notice is how much cheaper your phone bill is going to be. So get ready to say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is coming to the rescue. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal. And get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. So you're probably thinking, how do I do this? How do I get the 3 month unlimited wireless plan for $15 a month? To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Shuly. That's mintmobile.com/Shuly. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Shuly. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Folks, want to talk to you about our friends over at Prize Picks. What is Prize Picks, you ask? Well, they just happen to be America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It is the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. All you got to do is just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks is one of the best ways to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Another cool thing they do is they offer insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half, does not return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss. Prize Picks is extremely simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entries in less than 60 seconds. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So check it out. Download the app today and use code RICO for a first deposit match of up to $100. You hear what I said? Download the app today, use code RICO, and they will match your first deposit up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Prize Picks. Let's get back to the show.
You want kids?
I have other friends that have kids. They're really fun to play with. Then I give them back, and then I come home and I masturbate.
Wow.
Right? Oh, my God.
Wow.
You never say something about hanging out with kids and then go into the closing part of that joke by masturbating.
Right, right. I mean, sure, some people in the audience are going, well, at least he waited till he got home. But they're all thinking the same thing.
What the fuck?
Why do you need to release when returning from hanging out with children? Doug's like, great. Glad I clicked on this fucking link.
All right, geez. Are you you dating? What's going on, girlfriend?
I had a girlfriend for half a minute.
I asked this one chick for a number. She couldn't remember it, so I'm waiting till she grows up. What is he talking about?
And that didn't go well. But I've been pretty much bouncing around from chick to chick here and there, you know, making sure I don't have an orgasm.
I try to spread my seed all over Brooklyn.
To inside them so that there's no abortion issue.
Oh, boy.
Man, he went from kids' masturbation to abortion. What did we get when we had Grillo on? A Gandolfini story. Where the fuck was this guy?
Exactly. It was the second season of The Sopranos, and I remember I was in the pizza parlor.
That's a tough scene, the film. Trust me.
Christopher just made. He just got made.
Wait, you be Grillo, and I'll be Kate Leto interviewing you. You ready? Okay. Yeah. All right. Go ahead. Get it ready. So, Grillo, what's going on? I hear you got a little bit. This Bernie told me that delivered some cocaine. I hear you're on The Sopranos. What is that, bro?
Yeah, it was a great scene with Tony and the guy that played Christopher. And
Do any of those guys do blow? Just a side question, real quick.
James, the guy who played Tony Soprano, he did a lot of blow.
Oh, yeah. And, I hear a crazy thing about Sopranos. A lot of anal. Is that true?
They bent me over backwards and they tied me up to the trailer.
You know what? Hold that thought. I got to do a line of blow. We'll be right back right after these words.
And then I banged some.
Did you guys hear me?
What?
Yeah.
Can't hear you.
The human just keeps flowing. Come on now.
Just nonstop. I'm waiting for him to put a dollar on a fishing line during the show.
Let's see. Do you know, Doug, that Bert was on The Tonight Show, right? And I had just got done doing a correspondent piece, across the street at the gas stations. It was gas station games, right?
I mean, imagine, look at the look on Grillo's face.
After he comes from coming back from a kid's party, the look that he makes, what a slob.
That might be during the process of trying to come. He looks so angry.
Get that picture. Keep that picture.
Yeah. I think
that's just good for anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Bob's like, it'll be good at some point for something. We don't know what yet, but we better have it than not have it.
I think the picture of John doing that face and then him doing that look, the one that I love with John.
Yes.
Put that one with that one next to it, and then put that one up. Pop that one next to
it. Look, it already kind of works. Look, put it back up. Look, it already kind of works. Yeah, they're looking at each other, and Doug looks scared. I like that too.
So I still had the earpiece in so I could hear the show, right?
Doug
so I
looks do the bit. Like he's at a black barbecue. He's so nervous. He just thinks something's going to happen, and he's fucking paranoid. Look, we're all the same, Doug. It's okay.
Yeah.
The operator is shot. Look at him.
Doug's thinking of an exit strategy. Yeah, I think you're right. After that kid's joke, Grillo fucking bombed with. He's like, I got to get out of here.
Live, and then they bring on Bert. And the Tonight Show didn't want any of my past Stern show to be talked about.
Right, right.
First thing Bert comes out of his mouth.
Oh, my God.
It's good to see well-spoken John out there. And then Jay's like, oh, you have a problem with John? And he goes, yeah, he asked me some anti-Semitic question one day.
Oh, God, really?
I'm fucking like, oh no.
But nothing, John. How cool is it that you're in Burt Reynolds' head?
Well, head. But also, what's funny is you can bet your ass that when they come to him after the show, That's when he gives writing credit to Howard, Jackie, and Fred. Yeah, yeah. This is when his ass is on the line.
Yeah. I didn't write those. They did.
Yeah, but then I go back, you know, to the show, and I go to
the shit show.
Doug looks like his train stopped at 120th Street.
It's amazing. It's like he has that terror. Look, I'm white, and I'll mug that motherfucker. You know what I mean? I mean, like, he looks like he's terrified.
Shuli, why does Doug keep going on with John? He's the only Stern guy who still does. You know what? Doug definitely likes John. They are friends. They've been friends for a long time. I don't fault Doug for that. I talked to Doug here and there. We were planning to hang out at the Ronnie wedding. He's a good dude, man. You know, we ain't Brennan here. Be friends with who you want to be friends with, man. Doug's never... Yeah, trashed me cool. other than to my face with the baby clothes stuff. Yeah. But other than that, we've never had a problem.
He just looks like the kind of guy that'll hand you his lunch money at school. You don't even have to ask for it. He looks terrified. You can't go out like that. You can't.
And what's odd is he's a tough guy, Doug. He plays ice hockey, or used to anyways, getting fights and shit.
No, he was always fun up there, always in a great mood. Oh, he was great up there.
And he was always supportive of our shit, too. Like, it was his idea to send Howard TV to follow the Killers of Comedy. Mm-hmm. Like, Doug's always been cool.
Oh, yeah.
The segment producer, I go, could I go in Bert's dressing room after the, you know, like, after the show? And they go, yeah, sure.
Hold on. Go back a little bit. Look at Gorilla's hand. When he wipes his nose, go back
but
a little
then
bit.
Then I go back, you know, to the show, and I go to the segment.
Oh, boy, that was a quick. That wasn't a wipe. That seemed like that was a.
Look how many rings that motherfucker has on his hands? He's got like five rings on his hands.
Oh my God.
Holy shit! I thought those were warts.
Wow.
He's keyboard in a prog rock band or something.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm doing lighting for Chris Angel, Mind Freak.
It looks like he fingered a claw machine. Look at his fucking
skin. I love Gorilla.
The segment producer, I go, could I go in Bert's dressing room after the, you know, like after the show? And they go, yeah, sure.
That's the difference between Howard and Jay. Howard knew never let anybody in the green room with celebrities ever, especially him.
I go into Bert's dressing room. John, what's up, man?
Oh, he was messing with you?
It was so cool. I go, Bert, I don't get it. He's like, no, I'm a big fan. I go, but you just said I asked. He goes, oh, I was just fucking around. He goes, I've been...
Yeah, I need you to tell this story, John, when I'm dead, because nobody can find out if it's true or not.
Yeah, right.
And he goes, just say what he fucking said. Exactly. We don't need to know what he said. And he goes...
Yeah. I fell in love with you when you were I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And, he goes, me and my wife, he goes, go ahead, meet my kid. And I met his kid. And then he goes, I go, but Bert, what was the anti-Semitic question? And he goes... Oh, you asked me if I thought the Jews ran Hollywood. You know, but that was a generic one, Doug, that I would always ask. Right.
Hey, it's more of a statement than a question.
Let's see. Oh, were you there with the Billy Crystal one?
Yes.
It's literally just John. I need you guys to come on and remind me of all the stuff I did, because he can't remember it himself. And you better compliment him on it. Yeah?
Yeah, so... So you knew, we knew when that happened, that was going to be monumental on the show. Like, we knew.
It's just not funny, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Burt Reynolds is notorious for being the biggest dick to people. The guy from Jay Chandrasekhar, the guy from Super Troopers, he directed the Dukes of Hazzard movie and has a legendary story about Burt Reynolds and what a fucking weirdo he was. I should get him. Come on and tell that story. But he's notorious. So I'm with Mojo. I find it hard to believe that he's like, oh, I'm just fucking around, John. Meet my kid. We're all such huge fans of yours.
It's his name is Dirt Reynolds.
Yeah. And you tell me Bert watched I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? Come on. Nobody wants.
Yeah, because right there he'd be like, "Hey, I'm closeted. I didn't want to say anything." Yeah,
I mean, right. Maybe that's why he said, "I love you, John." Maybe he was hitting on him.
It's not funny, John. It's just not
funny. But we knew that we captured gold. You know what I mean? It's like I couldn't wait till the next day.
What are you, the U.S. ski team? Captured gold? What the fuck is he talking about?
Do you believe in stuttering miracles? Yes! Yes!
Miracle with lice.
No topping that.
Howard, totally. You love this one, you know?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, we knew it. And so if we got thrown out, which we did after that one, I remember, it's like, who cares? Who cares?
This is if you were John, your interviews would go like this. Bob, remember that time you insulted the guy in the crowd? Man, that was funny. You remember that?
It was crazy, man.
It was nuts, man. Hey, that's totally so. He wants a live.
No, a fucking live chicken that's spitting a turkey, whatever the fuck it is. I mean, I clearly said it. I asked for the baboon, the monkey's ass on upside down, and you put that picture up. Understand what I'm saying, you stupid fucks. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. Yeah. I said, put his face upside down on a baboon's ass and it would look the same. And this is what they came up with. And now they come up with a fucking chicken that's not spitting.
Put the baboon ass picture back up. So my point is the nose should be lower, centered in the baboon's ass. And then maybe you take, well, why is his head next to the picture and upside down?
Because he said put it upside down and then put it on the baboon's ass.
Andy just quit.
Later. Hey, you got. Hey, what's going on? All right.
Yeah.
And I remember. It was funny.
Thank
after
you.
That
Throw
one.
Throw us out. Thank you.
Yeah, we ran into when after we got thrown into that one, we ran into an up and coming actor. John,
like
do you
King
remember
Kong
who
Bundy's
on the street?
Left nut. You know what I mean? It's like he wants to be King Kong Bundy, but he's not going to go there. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. He looks like he's going to be telling me there's a problem with my plumbing. That's what he looks like.
Yeah, I just used the toilet. That's the problem.
Two problems. One, I took a nasty shit. Two, your toilet's clogged. I'll see you later. Bye.
We tried to get him, and I think we got him for like 10 seconds or whatever. Never played it. This is cool. And I'm almost positive it was this event. We got thrown out, and then there was, on the street as we were leaving, was a young Matt Damon going in.
Really?
Whoa.
How big's his dick, you think?
Yeah. Something moved in his pants. Yeah. He looked excited. Is there any way we can give Kate Leno her own podcast on the channel?
Yeah. I almost positive maybe, that was the scene.
Maybe one night we write a whole Kate Leno show with guests and everything, and we just do the Kate Leno show. It'd be funny.
That would be funny.
I'm down.
Sequence.
Wow.
And we're like, that guy was in School Ties. Let's talk to him. We didn't even know his name. We're just like, hey, dude. And yeah.
Matt Damon was in School Ties? Or do you mean Brendan Fraser?
Oh. So it wasn't School Ties. It was
All right, let's just change his whole fucking story right about now.
What was the first Matt Damon movie with Ben Affleck?
Oh, was it Good Will Hunting? Or was
They
were in another movie together before that. And it had a very Jewish overtone to it. They were both in a boys' school, and they were part of the elite boys' club.
School ties. What's that kids in the hall sketch where he's driving? Was it Psycho?
Citizen Kane.
Right. No.
It wasn't that. It was he was a Jewish boy growing up in the 1960s.
He goes, I want to be involved with the Kate. Oh shit! If you're getting involved, then we gotta do it. Uh oh. Kate Leno will get you taken off, does too much coke on camera. Well, we'll talk to her. We'll get that taken care of.
Ends up on my chin a little bit, no problem.
Yeah. Listen, we're all adults here, and there's nothing wrong with being an adult. I mean, listen, adults do what adults do, and a lot of what they do is called cocaine, and that's fine. Miami wouldn't exist if it wasn't for cocaine.
I bought a bunch of cocaine.
They put it back up.
I bought a bunch of cocaine when I was in Switzerland, and I brought it home. I put it in my ass because I like it.
Yeah.
Hey, it looks, Yeah. Cocaine, hey. My chin is considered a ski resort.
Little coke in the asshole never hurt anybody. In fact, quite the opposite. It numbs it. So, you know.
Numbs the ass.
It numbs the asshole. That's like, hey, put it back up one more time. I got one more. Hey, how come in the cop shows they never test the cocaine by rubbing it in their asshole? You ever wonder that? They always do it in their gums.
Yeah, if my asshole lights up like a cigarette lighter in an old car, that means it's cocaine.
We'll be right back. Kevin, play some going to do some blow music. We'll be right back.
I got something called the coke straw. What happens is I put it in my nose and I snort the coke, and then you shove it back in my ass and blow it back in. It's a great recycle system.
And we have animals from the San Diego Zoo here tonight. So we'll be right back right after this message from Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I think I'm ready to do the Jay Leno show.
String some Jewish kid.
They were in Kevin Smith's movie, too.
Maybe it was school ties. I don't know, but whatever.
Let it go, boys. Let it go. We're moving on. School ties. No, what, isn't there anything happening in this fucking world?
They were in a movie before the big one.
Yeah, the three of us have no idea what the hell we're talking about. But yeah, he was just an up and coming face, and then we were like, oh, let's talk to that guy.
And, but it's interesting, Doug, because I ended up,
the biggest letter in all the alphabet. It's I.
I. Not only is it a letter, but it's an arrow and points right at me. What do you think of that?
Helloing. I. You got to go bathroom? All right, we'll go in a minute.
Who's that, the wife?
I shot dude with my car. I ended up like hanging out at the whiskey bar in L.A.
We got comedian Red Bob Levy on the show tonight.
he sent an envelope saying it can't be cleaned up for TV.
I'm gonna do some blow while this guy says cunt. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
We're coming right back with a cooking session with Robert Levy. He's gonna teach us how to make chicken real shitty. Come back.
Hey, Bob's going to teach us how to throw wedding rings at a moving car. We'll be right back.
I want to see somebody just collecting cans on the side of the road. Go, another one?
What the fuck? This is a mile down the road from the last one.
We think there's bodies buried out there.
That's my theory, is you throw it out in anger, and then you apologize, and you break out in the glove compartment, the spares, and by the next exit, you're mad again, so you throw it out again. So,
he used to be crazy, I tell you.
The guy's finding two rings a mile apart.
They killed both of them.
Like Matt Damon.
Oh, wow.
Just talking baseball. That guy is one of the coolest motherfuckers.
Control
in the world,
yourself.
Man.
That's cool.
Awesome.
That's cool. Awesome. There's two things you don't want to hear after you told a story. Cool. That's cool. Awesome.
Yeah, you know what's more comforting at the end of that story? Silence. Not a word. Just wind. A gentle gust.
Well, that guy is one of the coolest motherfuckers in the world, man.
That's cool.
Awesome.
Doug, oh, man.
Cut those two right there.
Yeah, really.
Both of those.
To Papa P, is Doug still in touch with Hank's family? I'm interested in that one.
No, not at all. Not for a good 7-8 years, probably.
I'm very interested in that question. Now I'm going to leave as you answer it. I'll be right back.
Hey, Doug, turn around. I'm behind you. Look behind you. Look.
Sorry, Doug. I tried to see if I could get on your screen if I leaned over.
I got a good question. At the height of his fame, Doug, how much was Hank making a year?
I could tell you. I will tell you. The year he died, he was on track to, for the first time, but I was only working with him for a few years at that time. He was on track to make about $100,000.
God bless.
Yeah.
I got
and that was in what year was that? Was 2000?
John's trying to get in on it.
Yeah. Hey, guy, over here, guys. look down.
God bless.
Yeah.
I got
and that was in what year was that? Was 2001? Can you imagine what he would if he was alive? He would have been making half a million a year.
You would strike suck two. A double Dutch.
Yeah, strike two, strike three coming up.
Easily with the
Doug,
appearances.
I gotta
and
tell
stuff.
You something. And Hank has always been and will always be my favorite whack backer. And I'll tell you, because he was very fucking smart. People don't realize how smart Hank was.
Yeah.
Well, he was so drunk. How do you fucking know if he was smart?
Yeah, it's like, hey, that guy that you brought in to get drunk so he fell over every time, do you still talk to his family? And they go, no, you know what's weird? They don't really keep in touch with me. I'm not saying Doug got him drunk every time on press. I mean, he was Hank. He was an alcoholic. He was going to drink regardless, and he was a phenomenal guest.
He knew what he was drinking.
He knew what he was drinking, and he was maybe, I would say, the smartest whack packer out of all of them. Maybe underdog. Definitely the smallest.
Beetlejuice was.
When he does the British accent, he is.
Oh, yeah.
Fair. He was awesome. He was like such a nice. Talk about nice people. He was so nice.
I loved him.
And he just knew how to turn it on.
Yeah, those little motherfuckers are really cool.
Yeah, this is why you need headphones. So guys go, yeah, yeah. No, you know, because yelling over each other.
Yeah, but Hank.
Doug, the phone holder, is the most professional out of all of
you. I remember, I think that you with me in San Francisco. Oh, the grill lame joke? I'm sorry.
Yeah. I sort of laughed, but what did you say, the little motherfuckers?
I said those little motherfuckers are really cool.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we were in San Francisco.
Yeah, grill is 5'2". But anyway, we were in San Francisco, Doug. I think you were with him then. And he was drinking vodka. And I said, Hank, you got to stop drinking so much. It's going to kill you. Well, how do you know it's not going to kill you? What are you drinking? Mm-hmm. And you know, and I'm like, you know.
He stumped him. He got outwitted by Hank in one response. Because you drink 30 beers a night, you're going to die too. And he's like, who is this guy? Does he know me? How did he say that?
Like, he just loved drinking, but he was okay. He was always on the ball. I never seen a guy drink that much and still be with it.
I know.
I don't know how he did it.
Yeah, we haven't either.
Yeah, John, that's his Yoda, Hank. He's like, if only he could have trained me before he passed on.
Let's see.
I don't know. God bless him. He was a good dude.
I still have the T-shirt that you had made for him.
I have like two left, and I have like two of your shirts left, John.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really? I still have John's shirt. John stayed over a couple of weeks ago. I was like, I had this Southern John shirt.
God, I got a bin of
John's not happy with that revelation.
Such good stuff. Oh, my God. I found the Cabbie and John fight shirt. Yeah.
I remember the first time that Hank came up, and you remember James, the angry black security guard downstairs, who hated
us
to the left. He was the most angry black man in the world.
Oh.
And he'd call up and like be like, "Yo, man, you gotta come down here, man. Some fucking little motherfucker in a pink bunny suit." I'll never forget that. I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, just get down here, man. There's a fucking midget in a pink bunny suit.
Oh, my God.
I went downstairs. That was the first.
Look how round his face is. It's unbelievable.
Oh, Phil.
All right.
First time Hank was on the air. Funny. I was like, come on up. I just turned that down.
Uncle Jack, Shuley, were you guys there when High Pitch and Hank banged those penthouse hoes? I was not. No. Hmm. I was not. And you know what? Some places I don't need to be.
Yeah.
Uncle Jack.
Steve, I didn't know that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Come down here, man. There's a fucking midget in a bunny suit. Get the fuck down here now.
Third time makes it even funnier.
Remember that guy, Doug, when you walk in? He always hated us.
Yeah.
Hated us.
Totally. Yep.
But Doug, at the end of the day,
what the hell was that move? He's doing a dice clay.
Yeah, hey,
he did it with the hair. Do it. That could be a new look. Do it
again. That could, yeah. Let's try that.
Yep.
But Doug, at the end of the day, I mean, and Steve, I mean, it's in
his. He couldn't use that hand to brush this. I had to go like this, and dude, what a weirdo. Weird
movie. Something that you look back on and go, ah, we had a fucking fun time. It was, you know, we were all young, you know, we just.
It was good. It was good times. We were there. That window was awesome. You know, it was when the show was just on the rise up to the peak, and it was just like getting bigger and bigger and bigger. We were there for the ride, you know. It was awesome.
I regret every moment.
No, that's funny. Doug looks like Milhouse from The Simpsons. Everything's coming up, Goodstein.
But you know how to make a damn good potato.
Yeah.
Hey, thank God look John at the didn't fucking phone do. Answer laughing
yeah,
at him.
Right. Yeah, remember the job I was told I couldn't do right? Yeah, you did it really well.
Oh, I knew how to do it. I just didn't want to do it.
Ha, ha, ha. I took it under my wing. I made it mine.
Howard saw me washing the potatoes in the men's pants.
But hold on. Isn't this, like, amazing? Like, I haven't seen John happy in so long. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's actually happy there, and I'm like, I feel good for him, you know? Because
I haven't seen him...
Like, you know what I mean? Like, really having a good time like that.
Well, and a lot of the friendships that end, it's not all the time the people turning on John. Like, he's upset with Grillo right now, and Grillo doesn't even really know why. He just kind of
disappearance.
Well, that's why he should be mad at him, but it's not. But yeah, that's a great point. Like, look how happy he is here.
But that's what it is. It's like you have sometimes you just have to look at things like this and just fucking come out like this and have fun.
I saw something really interesting. You know what? Now I got to send it to somebody. DM me this, but then we'll go back because he's talking about how Howard caught him washing the potato in the men's bathroom sink.
Oh Jesus Christ!
So apparently, John's gonna have Mike Buschetti on his show. And somebody sent me this. I'll send it to you, Frog. This is, I guess, when he was mad at Buschetti a while back, and I guess you guys were still somewhat talking, right? Oh. You and John on Twitter, Bob. You,
I guess. I don't know time.
Well, really. What's interesting about it is your responses on Twitter. What you're telling him?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you have those?
I do. I have it.
Oh, wow.
Frog has it.
Wow.
Unless he went to piss.
Yeah, because...
Frog's like, indisposed right now.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I would have done it. All right, hold on.
I wouldn't.
Can you send it to me on Discord?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't remember. Like, I don't know. Like, I remember 2010, and I remember 2022 or 3 now. It's all like fucking gone from my memory. I remember things, but not everything.
Right.
I couldn't even tell you what was going on.
You remember in 2019 when I loaned you $3,000?
He's testing. From 2010.
All right. Let's go. Do you have that there, discount? I put it in the
room. He went to go pee too.
Everybody's
it's pissed. Like,
oh, this is what happens. You miss one show, everybody starts pissing. Jesus Christ.
And he was like, ah!
And oh, wait. Yeah, let me go back to this. He's talking about the potato.
In the men's. Want to do it.
I took it under my wing. I made it mine.
Howard saw me washing the potatoes in the men's bathroom.
Ugh.
And he was like, ah! And I was on potato duty, and I was so awesome. Happy.
Oh, like, yeah, happy enough.
Yeah, it freed him up to clean shit off of boots, you know, more important jobs that came later. I have it. Hold on. Let me bring it up.
I was going to say, is this what you're looking for?
Yeah. You got that? Awesome.
Okay, what's going on here? When is
so this? He's mad at Buschetti, right? And so you write, I would say just have a talk, because when people talk, they get things settled. Yeah. If not, it becomes anger and online stuff.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this guy. Who is this guy?
I hated that guy.
But John Melendez then says, Bob, you know how much I did for him being Mike Buschetti, and he doesn't even return my calls or texts after he gets a gig with Artie, after he trashed him ad nauseum. And then you
ad
write
nauseum, like is ad nauseum. Nauseum
to yeah. Cheese, ad pickles.
Yep. Nauseum, get out there. You missed your cue.
It says, you guys should really talk. Life is short. Talking can fix stuff. Not talking makes things worse. Look at that.
This is me.
That's what I kept saying, reading it.
Hey, Bob, why don't you just talk to Kevin? You know, just try to
something, out. Some things aren't worth talking about.
I'm going to throw a drink at him. Fuck you, Kevin. Fuck you.
Right. I can't say.
I know.
I don't go there.
I can.
Let's see.
John, my phone's about to die. How much longer do I could connect it unless you're rapping?
He ain't done.
Well, I'm almost done.
I'm so in love with the Kate Leno idea, but now I'm curious, where did Kate Leno idea even come from?
Somebody in the chat did it, I think.
Somebody, one of you guys photoshopped her face on his chin or whatever and did that thing.
Was it Daddy Dodo? I don't know who it was.
I don't remember who it was. It might have been Mason in Portland. I'm not sure, but then Bob goes, can you make its mouth move? And then we're off and running.
Oh, also, Uncle Rico will be at 8 o'clock tonight, okay?
Can we do 9?
Come on, man.
All right, 8 o'clock.
I mean, what time is it now?
It's 4:04.
Let's do 8, because, you know, I've been up since 5:30. I'm fine now, but, you know, who knows?
Well, last week I was in rough shape, you know?
Hey, you know my doctor. All right, 8 o'clock it is. Sounds good.
Let's spread the word.
It's a half a beer left, so if you got to go. Doug, I love you so much.
All right,
man.
Beer's done.
And I miss you.
Same, John. We have a good connection. We have a great friendship, and it's all
You're using
genuine.
Your phone. You don't have a and good connection.
Yeah, have you seen the picture?
Well, I can't say the same about you.
Yeah, definitely not.
I know.
See, that's what I was saying, 9. I hear Mike's available at 8. That's why I said 9. So.
Well, he'll be available at 9, too, then.
Never know.
Steve's I love Grillo. Grillo's awesome.
No, I
great,
love Steve.
Great,
that's
great
why,
guy.
You know, I'll give him some attention because I gave you so much. So Steve might be feeling.
Yeah, and I feel bad for him too. I know. I get it. We both feel bad for him.
Oh, look at this. Grillo looks like he plays the Rob Halford role in British Steel, a Judas Priest cover band out of Akron.
That's great. That's a great, well crafted chat.
You want some metal meltdown?
You and my whole family.
Talk to you later, brother.
All right, Grillo, I'll talk
breaking
to you soon.
The law,
great
breaking the breaking law. The law. Breaking the law. Breaking the law.
Bye, Doug. You guys. All right, see ya. Bye.
Wait, hold on a second. He's got a point. Hold on.
God damn it.
Hamhead, put it up.
Where is it? Where's Hamhead? Maybe you find tweet. Hamhead. I'll find him when Doug leaves.
Woke up at 5 a.m. and worked 9 hours in a kitchen without sitting down, Bob. Suck it up, buttercup. You're right. You're right. Let's do 9 then. You want? No, let's do 8:30.
9 works. So 8:30 is even better.
8:30. Okay.
8:30. Thank
Living
you.
After midnight, rocking to the dawn.
Hold off your ass, bro.
I got John's shirt. He left on the floor, on the floor.
Dude, I'm really not. I gotta be honest. I was worse off for wear yesterday, but not today.
Hell bend, Valletta.
No, somebody said it was Zen and Grillo related. Delta Zero. No, I look like him. He could be related. Who knows?
Oh, 8:15 is better for Weasel Tales.
All right, let me think about it. We'll either be on at 8:15 or 8:30.
Let's see.
Oh, I'm so By the way,
you notice how much fun it is without Mike? I'm just bringing this up. No, really. I mean, like, we're all just having, even the chat, we're all just having a little, it's like we're doing the chatterbox, you know what I mean?
We were talking about his drinking and how it makes him angry, and it's just not so fun to be around Mike when he's all martinied up.
He'll scratch an eye out.
He gets so catty when he drinks his martini.
He goes, I can stop being gay anytime I want.
Yeah. Remember this day, 2/27/24, and just, you know what I mean? Look back at it in the future and smile.
Yeah.
So, by the way, I was told by doing your show, it demeans me.
Who told you that?
Your mother.
I think it's that dude. I don't give a fuck. What demeans me? Everything I...
They're talking about Carl, I believe.
Do demeans me, let alone doing your show. But I'm sure he's watching. So I demean myself today. Fuck you.
You know what, Steve? That's, you know, you and I are friends for life. Who gives a fuck what anybody else says?
Yeah, I know. They can all go fucking shit in the bag.
All right, brother.
Shit in the bag.
All right, cool.
And then weigh it. Shit, weigh ya.
Shit. Way,
Jerry boy, I'll talk to you soon. Let's see.
Beautiful boys, great job, great package.
Thank you. Post that we're gonna be on at 8:30 tonight.
8:30. I can't thank you guys enough. Yeah. 400 plus in here, ladies and gentlemen, joining us behind the wall. Thank you for those who gifted. You didn't have to give shit. Josh Johnson gifting one. Come on, the Johnsons. They're like my favorite. When did Shuli turn into Barry Darso, a.k.a. Smash from Demolition and Repo Man? I like that. I like that. You hear about this? Oh, now people are doing Leno lines, Kate Leno lines. Put the picture up if you can. Hey, you hear about this, Noga? I didn't even know what it meant, but I screamed it while I grabbed my chest as if I just sniffed a whole eight ball at once while Aaron's black cock was giving me anal. Wow!
Everybody's getting mixed up now.
Yeah, we may have to write the stuff. The Looney Tunes critic, maybe work on a spec script. The Greenberg AI generator is at your disposal.
Oh, wow.
My God. Ooh. This is really happening, isn't it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Did you see this in the paper today? Oh, you got it. Hey, did you see this in the paper today? AI can't replace artists. Yeah, it says that in the paper. Plus, it can put on an eight ball in your salad shooter, so I don't care about it. Look at that. Wow, everybody's happy. Come on. Bob had a busy day. Yeah, he had to wake up, do a show, end a show, tell the dog he couldn't run because of the rain, grab his smoke, finish the smoke, think about smoking.
And I made lunch for me.
Yeah.
No, and I do stuff.
What camera angle?
Teach on that dog?
What camera angle is John going for? Please. Mm-hmm. The leaning against a cup of full water angle, I believe, is the look. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. My Lost Interest, one of the best. Go support him. Subscribe, follow, love, support. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you at 8:30.
8:30.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's time to blow!